Well, this Lunar New Year has come following a wide range of achievements made here in China this past year, including advancements in space exploration and the commissioning of the country's first aircraft carrier. We get more from CRI's Qi Jir.
Shenzhou 9 has successfully accomplished the manual docking operation as planned, and we have re-entered in Tiangong 1.
It was June 24, 2012. As astronaut Liu Wang announced, China had just completed its first-ever manual docking between a manned spacecraft and an orbiting lab module. As a highly sophisticated space maneuver, manual docking requires an astronaut to connect two orbiters traveling at 7.8 kilometers per second without a hitch. China has grasped space rendezvous and docking technologies, and the country is fully capable of transporting humans and cargo to an orbiter in space. The historic moment put it a step closer to its goal of a permanent space station. On the same day at the Mariana Trench in the Western Pacific,
Jiaolong has reached 7,020 meters below sea level in the Mariana Trench at 09:07 June 24, 2012, Beijing time. With three aquanauts, Ye Cong, Liu Kaizhou, and Yang Bo, wish great success for the manual docking and brilliant achievements of China's manned space and manned deep sea dive programs.
That was the fourth dive of Jiaolong, China's manned deep sea submersible. The aquanauts succeeded in reaching depths below 7,000 meters, surpassing their record of 5,188 meters set in 2011. On September 25th, China's first aircraft carrier, Liaoning, was formally handed over to the Navy and entered into service. The delivery made China the 10th country in the world and the final among the five permanent members of the UN Security Council to have an aircraft carrier in active service. Zhu Wenlong is with the People's Liberation Army Academy of Military Science.
China's overseas interests have been increasing, so we want to establish a Navy capacity that suits the size of our country. Furthermore, we will have more tasks in the future to safeguard our territory and our people's interests.
On November 26th, the J-15, China's first-generation carrier-borne fighter jet, made its debut during flight landing tests on the aircraft carrier Liaoning. The J-15 is able to carry multiple types of anti-ship, air-to-air and air-to-ground missiles, as well as precision-guided bombs. According to military expert Ying Zhuo, the landings are no small feat.
Carrier-borne fighter jet like J-15 needs a runway longer than 3,000 meters if it lands on land. But it is different when landing on a carrier. There are only 195 meters, and you must fulfill every step within a short distance.
With the J-15's successful test flight on the Liaoning, the gesture used by a carrier flight crews to signal an aircraft to take off was instantly popularized across the country. It's one way to look at how ordinary Chinese are feeling proud of the country's progress. However, China has repeatedly stated that its progress in space exploration and maritime forces are based on peaceful purposes. As the Liaoning entered into service, the People's Liberation Army stressed that the carrier would be mostly used for scientific research and military training missions. Mrs. Shi, a military enthusiast, makes her comment on the country's first aircraft carrier.
The carrier means that we have the fighting ability. However, our country always set peaceful development as our target. It is not necessary to cause war or disputes once we have aircraft carriers. On the other hand, the carrier is also an important force to protect the security of the Asian Pacific region.
For CRI, this is Qi Zhi.